Mr. President, we have a few moments left. Do you want the United States out of Iraq right now?
If it can, it would be the best scenario. But I think that it needs a timetable. That's what I think. A clear timetable so that it would allow for their withdrawal in the shortest period of time. Because the presence of the United States there has not reduced tensions, and it has not limited terrorism either. In fact, it has increased terrorism. So we think that it will benefit everyone. It will benefit the Americans, the Iraqis, and the region if the withdrawal happens. But it needs a specific time frame.
Do you think relations between the two countries, the United States and Iran, can get better?
Definitely so. I want to remind you that the United States cut its relations with us unilaterally as a means to place pressure on us. Maybe the politicians back then in the United States thought that with the severance of ties, Iran will die or that it will be weaker. But as you know, this didn't happen. The reason was that they didn't understand the Iranian people, the nation. The Iranian people are great people, a people with a rich civilization and culture, human beings who are big at heart, big intellectually, numerous talents around, a humanitarian culture that prevails. And that kind of people can always run its own affairs and manage itself with dignity and well, and we've done that. It was the U.S. government that cut ties with us, not us.
Mr. Senator Obama has said, Senator McCain is not, but he is open to diplomacy. Does that encourage you?
We are interested in having relations that are friendly and respectful. We prefer that and propose that. But it is for the American government to decide what choice it wants to make. And whatever choice they make, we will also, well, take measures and organize our efforts accordingly. But we think that a relationship based on justice and respect will benefit all sides, and that's our preference. And we actually propose it and suggest that that be the case.
Do you expect it?
I think that every government that comes to power in the United States must address two sort of agenda items. The first is that it must limit the circle of the interventions of the United States abroad, because these interventions and interferences bring about heavy costs to the American people, both materially and both in terms of the level of dignity of a people. The dignity of the American people around the world has been marred. When you other people, other nations do not have a good image of American people anymore. And materially, you can tell for yourself what it has done to the American economy. I heard just recently that $700 billion are to be infused to the financial sort of institutions. Where is it being paid from? The pocket of American people.
I got to take a break.
I mean, these pressures are uncalled for.
Back with our remaining moments right after this.